Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last Thursday in Dublin, 5 people were injured in a knife attack, including 3 young children. The stabbing took place near an elementary school, where it appears the culprit was targeting children. Riots broke out. This event is just the latest in a long string of violence resulting from the radical globalist immigration scheme. The attacker was ordered to be deported back in 2003, but was given the political support to stay and appeal it, and was arrested earlier this year for possession of a knife and criminal damage, but did not receive a conviction due to a mental health report given to the court. If you've been paying attention, then you will recognize this as a common result of the United Nations replacement migration plan. Children being attacked, women being raped, and perpetrators walking free is now a predictable outcome of forcing an established Christian culture to submit to a foreign, non-assimilating Islamic culture, many of whom are openly seeking to replace the local culture with their own by any means necessary. Radical Islam demands it. If this were a humanitarian effort, then refugees would be expected to assimilate, as they have for millennia. The rule of law depends on it, but this is a globalist invasion, and whether they know it or not, the so-called migrants are being used as an invading force. And instead of being conquered with violence, the native people are being attacked with name-calling, stunned into silence with guilt by being called a racist. But people are starting to wake up to it. 3 out of 4 Irish people understand that they are being guilted into giving away their country, and they oppose it. But the government doesn't care. They are now preparing to pass new hate speech laws that will criminalize possession of materials likely to incite violence or hatred. These laws will make it illegal to criticize immigration policy, which isn't going to slow down anytime soon.
Can you guess what the most popular boy's name was in Galway in 2022?
No idea. Was it Jack?
Tommy?
I'd say first probably Connor.
Let's say David.
I think it was Sean.
Jack.
Kian.
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 Yeah.
Peter.
Who?
Patrick.
Richard. Richard. It wasn't Richard.
No, would you like to know what it was?
Yeah.
According to the CSO in 2022, the most popular boy's name in Galway was Mohammed.
Oh. I read that somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Mohammed. In Galway! Mohammed!
Greg Reese reporting.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. From the front.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
InfoWar. It's Alex Jones.
While other networks lying about what's currently happening, I can tell you the truth about what's coming next.
Head on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Now's the time to fire all your guns at once, culturally, politically, spiritually.
Explode into space.
I love smoking lightning.
Heavy metal thunder.
Racing with the wind.
I'm the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I'm not a movie.
Born to be wild, born to be free, not under the thumb of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order. All right, let's get serious and let me stop having fun. Listen to some really classic rock and roll, man. Good stuff there. I mentioned Prince Charles. So let's just do this clip first. Here he is when he was the Prince Charles, or the King, the joke, Jimmy Savile's buddy in crime. Saying, we're going to use the pandemic to save the earth and launch a military operation with a green recovery. So they shut your economy off, and then they give themselves trillions of your money to build boondoggles that destroy the infrastructure. Here he is.
The current pandemic has brought unimaginable devastation to people's lives, livelihoods, economies.
The current pandemic has brought unimaginable devastation.
Your lockdown killed 80-plus million people from starvation. Your poison shot killed 20 million. You released a virus that killed a few million. You did it, and we all know it, chump.
Let's start over. Doesn't matter if you're... If your handkerchief and your tie match the drapes, your majesty, we all know who you are. Continue.
The current pandemic has brought unimaginable devastation to people's lives, livelihoods, and national economies. At the same time, the green recovery represents an unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live and do business. Now, I've long believed that we need a shift in our economic model that places nature and the world's transition to net zero at the heart of how we operate.
Back it up 15 seconds. I've long believed the Club of Rome plan to cut off the resources and starve you to death. But they're not saving the earth with the genetic engineering and all the toxic waste they're running for the electric batteries. They're doing the opposite. They're using up the planet to build their life extension system. They're mad scientists using us all as guinea pigs. So I'm just translating but the Transylvanian Lord Master, the Dracul, the Dragon of the Carpathian Mountains is telling him on continually.
At the heart of how we operate, prioritizing the pursuit of sustainable, inclusive growth in the decades to come. Having
pause again. In the decades to come, we murder 90% of you. Murder liberal. Sorry, go back to him.
In climate action now for the last, I don't know, I suppose 40 years, I can tell you that this isn't a fact.
Hang on 20 seconds. For 40 years we've been setting this up. My father said he wanted to kill at least 80% of you. I think that's a low number of the dreadful creatures. The entire program, and we're getting major pushback. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but let us kill you, please. I'll stop interrupting the king. I'm sorry. It's disrespectful as an American not to bow down to a British sovereign.
I don't know, I suppose 40 years. I can tell you that this isn't a fight for the faint-hearted.
Oh, no.
However, increasingly, we are seeing more and more businesses, investors and consumers prioritizing sustainability.
Pause on that. Back it up 10 seconds. Increasingly, we're seeing BlackRock with the ESGs take full control and shut down everybody but us. It's so wonderful. So, though we've killed 80 million of starvation, increasingly. Oh, sorry, go back to him.
Fight for the faint-hearted.
Ah.
However, increasingly, we are seeing more and more businesses, investors and consumers prioritizing sustainability and thus creating a much more virtuous circle of supply and demand.
We murder you.
By leveraging market forces and the immense resources of the private sector, there is hope that we can transform the situation.
Yes.
But I'm afraid we are literally at the last hour.
Ah.
And there is real urgency for action. We know now what we have to do to rescue the situation, rather than going on talking about it.
I'm your hero. The prince is shining armor to kill the dragon, though my coat of arms is literally the Dracul. Let me kill you. If I don't kill you, I won't be in charge anymore. The resources are mine. Mine alone. I decide who lives and dies. I am the king of England. Though not a drop of British blood flows through my fetid veins. Perhaps I should start broadcasting like this all the time. Take it much more seriously. I have a very high IQ. I have this affected accent. Absolutely. Oh, Jimmy Savelle, do you have a special delivery in your van for me? Pull it into the special garage. I'll take the packages into the grotto and have some fun with them. It's time to pull out the daggers. Time to drink the blood. Oh, so delicious. Last thing a small child sees is, so delicious. Ha-ha! I have you! Ha! It's too bad I can't murder more children personally, but I'll cut off their resources and do it, and give them poison shots, and give them cataclysmic injuries. Oh, the convulsions, the cancer, the sterilization, the death, the pleasure. Oh, my minion Bill Gates is doing such a splendid job. Alright, I'm gonna stop now. Little bit of jealous jokes. People have been asking for me to go back to the old days. But I've not been having much fun during all this. It's hard to have fun, but they don't like being made sport of. He's a king. The average American, this rabble from Texas, who does he think he is? I mean, we are the inhabitants of the planet, and we must show the rabble as we literally devour them. It's a part of our power. True power. Look upon him. Yes, look upon Jeffrey Epstein's buddy, his brother's, the prince's buddy. They have real power over children. Only the greatest men know how to treat the children. Only the men of true blood, true grace, true breeding know what to do.
and eradicate the scum of this earth infesting our planet. And first we'll use them as medical experiments to extract the knowledge to live longer. No longer will we hand down the satanic spirit of Satan from mother to son, from son to daughter. Now we will merge with machines and create an abomination the likes of which will make God shake in his boots. Is that how it works, O King? Is that how it works, O great, powerful usurper of the British Isles? Is that your great power that you now show us so fabulous and so wonderful?
Look how satanic he looks in all these candid photos, but up on TV, oh, hello, I'm going to cut your resources off for your best good. Is it okay if I do that? Of course it is. But when he doesn't know he's being photographed,
I can kill any of them. I am Satan. Ah, the earth is mine. Ah.
I'm going to get serious now when we come back. When we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You got to know the hope, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal's done. You got to know when to hold, when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting
when the deal's done.
When the deal's done, you got to know when to hold up.
All right, getting back to where we were, the globalists are desperate to shut off the free market economy worldwide that's only partially been operating under crony capitalism because you're rejecting their New World Order and all their plans. And as they squeeze tighter and tighter, it just makes more people resist them. There's a clip of speaking of a World Government Summit panel titled We Are Ready for a New World Order. This is from the WEF. WEF global leader tomorrow, Pepe Malgram, announces the arrival of the central bank digital currency. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity, oh, of what you're doing, surveilling you, over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of balance of power between state and citizens. So if I came to your house and went, you're like, hello, who are you? Are you selling something? No, I need to see your bank accounts and what you bought at the grocery store today. Why are you not at the grocery store? Well, I was watching you over your smartphone. I know what you bought. I want to make sure that's what you bought. And you're like, what the hell? You're like a criminal. How the hell you've hacked into what I'm doing? But, we're the United Nations, of course it's fine. We're just a giant organized crime syndicate with Prince Charles running it, or King Charles, excuse me. And they're all up there. This is just a new clip. At the world, at another world government summit. Oh, but the ADL says censor or arrest anyone that says there's a world government or replacement migration. It's just an official UN document. I mean, we can't allow this. They're actually reading our plans. We'll just say that's illegal. Well, sir, they're resisting what we're doing and then saying that this says not happening. But sir, we've announced it. Outrageous! Because they want us in the trance where they piss in our face and say it's raining. Play the clip.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
With Larry Fink.
And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain.
Outrageous!
It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
By the way, that's last year. It's my fault. On Twitter, I saw a new clip from 2 days ago. And they had that under it, so I sent you the old clip. My fault. There's a new clip of them saying it again. But it's all over the news. You're witnessing it. It's happening. We can save the Earth like this will. Look at this. Now, why are they targeting beef? I'm going to explain this for folks that aren't in farming and ranching. like my family's been for a long time, just in Texas since the 1820s. Where's the beef? New York Post. UN calling on Americans to cut down on meat consumption to save the earth. A food agriculture organization, FAO, will publish its so-called Global Systems Food Roadmap. COP28, Climate Summit. They got to have control of everything. Ban your stoves, ban your fireplaces, ban your cows.
Well, special cows can be inserted with bags that grab their methane.
We all put off methane. Methane helps hold the heat in, which the earth actually needs for an atmosphere. It's part of the planet. But again, now it's the UN officially saying, we need taxes and regulations and surveillance over all red meat and chicken and pork and fishies and everything else. Of course we do. And so if you look at Europe, particularly the Netherlands and the UK, but even more the United States or Canada, the way the tax regulations work, the way it's been set up, most people that have cattle get a tax exemption on their property, and they have other jobs, but they run the cattle, they sell the cattle, then the meat packers, there's only three of them now in the U.S., they get all the money. You basically just break even. But if they take out normal cow production, grass-fed, great, totally good for the earth, wonderful, it only lets the big meat packers then actually raise them on feedlots. So they want to get rid, and that's the headline of the London Guardian, the UN says that natural organic cows are the worst. Feedlots are the way to go, said insect protein that Bill Gates controls. So everything, like electric cars, the worst for the environment, the toxic waste that comes from making them, the coal power to fund them, all of it. It's all the opposite of what you're told. That's the big sick joke with them. Whatever they do, it's got to be pure evil and destructive for humanity and the planet. Because Satan controls them. Just whatever they do, it's the worst, perfect thing they can do to be the very worst people possible. And so,
they've already announced in Ireland and in the Netherlands that 90% of the cows by 2030 must be killed.
And they've already killed like 10% this year in the Netherlands. They're killing them in Ireland.
Your cow eating grass, it's evil. It's killing us. Kill it, kill it.
Then there's less cows, which has already happened even in the U.S. Record low beef production will raise beef prices.
And they say, you can have beef, you just can't afford it. Oh, you can have a coal power plant, as Obama said when he was running for office back in 2008. And he said, you can have a coal power plant, but we're going to bankrupt you.
But all right, I got to get off the Prince Charles voice. I know it's getting annoying. I'm going to stop. But that's the spirit. The spirit of this demon actually sounds like that. If you want to, like, tune into it, it's like, ah! So that's what they're doing. They're doing it out in the open. And it just goes on from here. BlackRock's plan for an additional $4 trillion in climate investment. We're going to hit that next. Coming soon, the travel will be restricted by personal carbon allowances officially announced by the UN.
Of course it is. I mean, it's my travel won't be restricted.
Here's the Canadian Environment Minister saying, of course we're banning gas-powered stoves. It's for the earth.
But Klaus Schwab is not going to make any cuts.
So I'm going to stop it. That's coming up next segment, and then I'm going to hit the $451 billion a year to pay for illegal alien asylum benefits happening in the U.S. And remember, they're exempt from the shots.
Of course they are. We only give those to you. You have a large carbon footprint. Bye-bye. Heart attack time.
And that ties in to the Navy and the Pentagon releasing a 973% increase in heart failure since the shots.
How good, heart attack. Good. Excellent. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. We just took out half the U.S. military without firing a shot. But what about the ones who didn't follow the orders? We have to deal with them immediately, man.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year.
but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to say something again very humbly. A lot of you have been listening for a decade or 20 years. And did it not happen like I told you it would? Because I was following the enemy battle plan. And all the really bad stuff's about to happen. I'd like to bypass that. I like the folks go, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about. In fact, get that 30-second clip we played about an hour ago, because I asked the archivist to find it. The archivist is incredible. He only gets paid like $2,000 a month. A lot of the crew here is barely even paid. The guy's a genius. He went in an hour. Well, they went and found a bunch of clips from like last year, and I said, I don't want me saying this was the CIA, FBI running a secret Obama breakaway illegal government. I mean, that's the headline. Obama ran secret shadow government against Trump and the American people. We have them. It's totally illegal. It's totally insane. It's totally out of control. It was in the freaking legislation in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2017, because they funded it the year before. So 2016. But it's the funding for 2017. Almost $3 billion to literally do what they've done to us. And I told you then, and I've told you probably almost every week since then, probably every day, till regular listeners are like, yeah, Jones, shut up. We have a lot of new listeners. It's a prodigal son. You already know what's going on. We want the prodigal son that doesn't know. So I'm sorry you already know this. You're important to reach new people. I'm important to reach new people. But the most important people, the ones we've not reached, that's what Jesus wants. That's the story of the prodigal son. We're trying to get the people that don't know. So I'm sorry for a lot of the audience. You're like, we already know this. Yeah. Well, that's why we're trying to reach new people. That's why you got to tell new people to tune in. Comprende? I know you comprehend that. I know you're smart. But this is now broken all over the news that Obama government documents have been released, has been running most of the federal government. I mean, just it's fabulously evil. It's ridiculously over the top. We need congressional hearings. We're very close to beating them. This is so spectacularly over the top. It's so redonkulous. I know Merriam-Webster Dictionary has not accepted that as a new word, but it is a word. It's so redonkulous that it... Here's an example. Trump a few months ago criticized that the chief of staff for the puppet judge in New York, they passed a law so a judge can find you guilty. So the judge is having a show trial of Trump trying to take over his real estate empire. The Trump won't back down. Little tip. That's not going to make him back down. little tip. So he bitched and tried to get a gag order that got overturned because he said, hey, the judge's chief of staff hangs out with Schumer and is anti-Trump. Now they found out she worked for Democrat campaigns and worked against the Trump campaign. Total recusal, mistrial, you name it. But that's this stack. See, I don't just have these stacks here to like act like I've got a lot of news. I just get busy and don't cover it. This whole stack is the rigged trials and the bombshells coming out. Like, I want to say 10 articles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10? Right again. So, that's what's going on here. This is insane. This is tyranny. When a group decides to just take over and attack everybody, and we're like going, that's illegal. What are you doing? Well, this is because they're criminals. I just went off on a long rant. What was the next thing I was in the cover crew? Well, I don't remember now anymore. It doesn't even matter. Oh, the archivist video. So if you missed the first hour or part of the second hour, I got into this huge news over here that is so huge. But I've got to get to the race baiting news. That's the most insane yet. And I've got to get to the open borders, the $451 million a year to pay for the illegal aliens. I'm laughing because I'm crying here. I'm not laughing because I like it. Trust me. I mean, this is total war against the country. Here's a little archivist clip, which is all confirmed now. But it was confirmed then. That's what's frustrating is we knew who the agencies were and how they did it because they slipped it in the defense budget. Here it is.
In the dead of night, Obama did it. He signed the bill to put free speech in America under a board of governors made up of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, as well as the State Department. This is how the old Soviet Union was run. This is a dark day for the First Amendment, and the left and establishment Republicans are in ecstasy.
Maybe we should play that clip 50 more times. They stole 2020. They tried to overturn 2016. They dampened our light victory in 2022, and they're doing it all again. And now it's all out in the open. And you got what? Josh Hawley. I don't like Ted Cruz because he still attacks me, but he's fighting it. Rand Paul. And those guys all are such goody-two-shoes, clean people that they're willing to do it because the Justice Department will have to totally frame them to put them in jail. But everybody else has got a little hanky-panky going on, a little insider trading going on, a little something special, a little something on the side going on. And so they're all scared to do it because they took the money. But there's also a major incompetence that comes with this arrogance. Illustrated by the fact that Biden can't even talk. The Christmas tree fell over when he was there. I mean, that's just emblematic. Like, it's never fallen over. He gets there and goes, the people that work for him are a bunch of buffoons. They don't need to produce or have a benchmark. They can just do whatever they want. Then I mentioned these articles earlier. BlackRock's plan for an additional $4 trillion in climate investment. What did Prince Charles say? No, the corporations are going to make sure it happens. Meals. Shut down your businesses and then transfer the money to them. Coming soon, your travel will be restricted by personal carbon allowances. Big Zero Hedge article with links to the UN announcing, soon you won't be able to travel for the Earth, and we're going to ban your cows. Oh, the moomoos are bad, too. They fart. It's so bad. But let's play this clip. This is the environment minister, another little rat-like nobody. And they're like, so you're banning the gas power stoves, and half the folks in Canada are rural areas. All they have is gas. They don't even have electricity. But he's like, of course we are. It's for the Earth. All carbon is bad. You are carbon. We all put off carbon's good. It's what makes the atmosphere. But here he is. Well, of course we're banning it. Here it is. The clip is not working. Well, let's re-download it. Let's skip the break coming up. Re-download that for me. Here it is. Canadian Environment Minister Stephen Gilblutiot, whatever, I can't say his name, rather blithely answers a reporter who asks, will the government limit natural gas usage in the winter? Short answer, of course we will. That's what fighting climate change looks like. And here's another one. New report, the richest 1%, that's like 1/10 of 1%, a.k.a. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, account for more carbon emissions than the poorest 66 nations combined. Yeah, they're like Klaus Schwab's like 10,000 people or something. But he doesn't cut his carbon. You do. Your carbon's bad. Here's the environment minister in Canada.
There will be limitations on how much natural gas you can use.
Yes, absolutely. That's what fighting climate change looks like. Limiting the amount of fossil fuels we're using. We're doing that in the transportation sector. We're doing that in the cement sector. We're doing that in the steel and aluminum sector. We're also doing it in the electricity sector.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill.
Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be really stressful. I'm going to go take a nap after. Probably collapse for a day, because for me to say something I don't believe is very hard. But I'm going to come here, and you're giving forewarning now. It's like 15 years ago I did the Joker and said all these horrible things. Take your shots. Drink your fluoride. I want to kill you. I did it so well. We had a big drop in support for all that. Whoa, we didn't know you were so evil. Well, no, I don't believe that, but I can show you the enemy. So I'm going to give you a tour de force in the next week. I'm doing it. Because they can shut us down anytime. I'm going to give you a tour de force of evil. And I'm going to host the entire show from their perspective. And I'm going to take calls. When the caller calls in, I go, "You're pathetic and weak, commit suicide. Ah, it'd be better for everybody. You don't contribute, you know. And, ah, yes, good for you, kill yourself." I'm going, but I won't do it in a British accent. I haven't figured out how I'm going to do it yet. I think I'll probably do it in my own voice, this voice. This is me. And I think I'll just channel Satan. And because I felt like I should do this, and I felt like this for a while, I think it would really be illustrating. I think it would be very good to do this. So perhaps I will do it in the voice of King Charles. In fact, we'll call it King Charles Host InfoWars. And for 3-4 hours, I will pontificate on why you need to just give up and die. I'm superior to you. I'm a beautiful mind. You're not. And if you just roll over and die, it'd be much easier for you. After all, there's no hope for you. No, I don't think I'll do it to that voice, though. No, I think I'll have to do it on my own. Look, the planet's overpopulated. You have to admit it. And most of you lead useless lives. I mean, you're not even happy. You don't have a direction you're in. It's not that we made you directionless or anything or dumb you down. No, you just need to realize that there are better people than all of you out there. And the mere fact you've not resisted us or stopped us is the proof that you all need to kill yourselves. But we'll make it as painless as possible for you all to kill yourselves. And for those of you that serve the greater good, you will be empowered for a time to live, and you'll help carry out this beautiful project that we're embarking on, this curating of society, this pulling up the weeds and planting the trees and, you know, just what has to be done. And I understand that most of you are too weak to be able to comprehend the beautiful mind of a Klaus Schwab or a King Charles, but you will. And we're going to cut your resources off to the point that you finally realize that the best thing to do is report to a local euthanasia center, and your family will be given maybe 6 months of credits for bug protein once you've killed yourselves. So just give up now, because there's no hope, there is no God. We're God now, and you're dead. I'm the captain now, okay? Forget your ancestors and all they did. Forget the struggles of humanity. Forget the fact that you recognize beauty in the universe. That's all a lie. All you're going to recognize is CNN and Brian Stelter stomping on your face forever. See, I just can't. I have to, like, channel them and actually try to sell it. I have to. It's very hard to do, but I feel like it's, I don't feel like, I know it's the work I'm supposed to do.
I'm told you were able to find the clip now. Perhaps AI will fix it. I can replace you. You have the clip. Here is a clip. The clip of a mind criminal. Go check the science. The science says you need to die. Here it is.
Ann, thank you for joining me. Are you shaking and crying over these doomsday announcements?
Well, what I'm scared of is the mainstream media uncritically accepting this codswallop. What I'm scared of is these people get given a microphone and talk about total lies. Hurricanes are not increasing. We have data. Sea level is not increasing. It's some places it's decreasing, other places it's increasing. We're not having an increase in bushfires. We're not having an increase in climate deaths. We have a very large data bank showing us the exact opposite. So what these people are doing is sprouting exactly the opposite to what the data tells us. They're doing it with much more noise. They're getting the very friendly media, like The Guardian, like the mainstream media, saying, oh, we're all doomed. But every single prediction they've ever made has been wrong. Now, they've been doing this for 30 years.
Mm.
This latest missive was just over 30 pages long. All the science comes much later. So they give us all the scary stuff, but they don't give us their data.
Mm.
And they still haven't, after 30 years, they still haven't shown us that human emissions drive global warming.
I don't understand is if their predictions aren't accurate or if they're wildly inaccurate, why that doesn't dent their credibility? Why the, you would hope at times with this sceptical media say, well, 5 years ago you said this and this and none of that happened and you said this and this and actually the opposite happened. Why do we have this situation where it's the boy who cried wolf and every single time crying wolf works?
It's a great scare story. We're all going to die. We're all doomed. And it's great for the mainstream media to frighten people. Front page on the newspaper, lead article on a television program. And people fall for the propaganda. There's been a relentless campaign of propaganda for 30 years, and the basics haven't been shown. If you cannot show that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming, then all the arguments about coal, about gas, about hydrocarbons are not demonstrated.
What about
They're wrong.
Kate Daly's coming up, and I'm going to take a little bit of her time because I'm going to play this race thing I've been talking about before she takes over. So the good news is they put trillions into the climate hoax and the power grab of the global government. This is their whole game. It's their whole plan. They're unable to get their full COVID tyranny in. They're unable to get so many other facets of it in. So it's not going well for them. But they've got unlimited funding, and they're still going to try to cram it down our throats. So now is the time. You know, I mentioned this earlier, and I should have probably started the show with this. This is a big deal, and this document's now public. You got the Navy putting out their official report that no one's covering. We got this Navy individual talking about it. A 973% increase in heart failure since the poison shots began, and now they're rolling out all of the COVID protocols again. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in the first five that some stations don't carry, but it'll be a band-out video later. I'm going to hit that, and then I'm going to hit the race garbage because I've been meaning to play this for a while, and I just haven't gotten to it, but I'm going to get to it today. And this is just a few of the clips I haven't gotten to that I want to get to. But, I mean, it's crazy. A little kid is a fan of a team. They paint themselves up in black and red, and the media calls them racist, and it finally backfires, and they apologize and back off. They haven't done that for 5 years since they really rolled this out. But then the Chicago mayor says, well, you know, we got high crime because of Robert E. Lee. I'm not kidding. I have the video. So, and they got a black lady saying, good morning means murdering black people. She says the morning for dead, like mourning dead. No, it's mourning, another word like mourning, like the sun comes up. But it's this thing where the globalists are taking all your rights, all your freedoms, raping your children, destroying the future. But then you think words are the enemy because the media taught you that. So, the little kid doing a tomahawk chop at the Chiefs game or whatever it was, that's not the bad person. It's you that see everything as this threat when meanwhile the globalists are destroying all of our futures together. I'm going to go to break, come back and cover this ahead of Kate Daly, who always does a great job. Please remember, we're listener supported, plus we have fabulous game. Our information is game changing. These products are incredible. X2 back in stock, going to sell out quick. Haven't had it over a year. Wish we got a bigger shipment. We didn't. It's the most essential thing in your body other than like oxygen and water. And it's the missing link in most people. X2. We have store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Cyber Week is here. Get the Platinum products. Get HH Max Boost. Get my book, The Great Awakening. Get an unsigned copy. That supports the podcast. But the signed copy really keeps us on air as a fundraiser. We're going to stop signed copies soon. Signed copies of The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Signed copies are fundraisers. Infowarsstore.com. That's the place to get it. The Great Awakening, Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. You want to keep the show on air, get The Great Awakening signed or unsigned at Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Everybody needs a little silver. We have the best, the highest quality private label finally back in stock. Silver Bullet, Infowarsstore.com, but so many other big sales, up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, Cyber Week now, Vasobeats back in stock, Bodies, limited supply, still 40% off, Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off, Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.